Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why did the turtle cross the street? To get to the our candy side.
Oh, that's a pretty good joke. What is your show's name?
I bought $100 worth of scratchers.
That's Mike, just so, because you can't see, two $20 cards and right? two $30 scratchers.
Jesus, Oscar, that's a lot of scratchers right there. What is the most strenuous exercise of any kind that you ever did?
Probably this broadcast right now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you were calling in for a Wide Open Wednesday, we've kind of phased it.
We've canceled it. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's just
it may return as a holiday special.
Yeah,
it just wasn't going to do it for us.
Right.
But if Mo calls in, we'll take his stock tip of the week.
Sure.
But I will tell you something. I do feel before the show today like I've been working with people that are on drugs. I really feel like it's the go-go 80s with you two going. I connected to you two and it was going a mile a minute.
Well, sorry, we know what? Energy.
I think with
we're
every...
excited to be here.
It's good.
With
I like
every
it. It's
successful
good.
Team, one person should be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs.
On drugs? Is that what it is? He is medicated,
he's
not the same.
I'm in the zany zone.
He came in and he's obviously got a cold. Somehow.
I have a cold.
So that happened between yesterday.
Turn the phones up for a second here. Wide Open Wednesday. Hey, Mike O'Mara's show. It's Wide Open Wednesday. How are you?
Good. This is Ryan in Long Island. Are you guys interested in another round of the game, Rob Spiewak, gay or racist?
Wow,
we say that we have tabled it, but right. Then I see a phone ringing and I pick it up and then we get this and
dealer's
this makes
choice.
Me smile
dealer's choice.
I'd like to play the game. I just you take it from here, sir. I'd like to play the game.
Okay, let's go back to Rob Radio 66, Christmas Eve 2010.
Hey, before you give the clue, Mike.
Hold on, sir.
No, don't let your ego ruin the bit.
I just wanted to tell you, Mike, good luck.
No. Jeez. Let the man set up his side of the board, and then you can retort.
Fine.
All right, go ahead. So let's start again.
Very good. At 17 minutes into the third hour, Rob Spiewak says, and I quote, "Don't forget the Christmas gift I got you. It's under the tree over there."
All right. So are we supposed to determine whether that's racist or gay?
Correct.
Oh.
Boy. Okay,
Christmas,
so don't forget that Christmas
Rob
gift
Radio.
I got over there. So that means, now caller, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. Does that mean that we're going to guess and then you're going to finish the thought? And
give your opinion.
Okay. All right. Now I get it. I get the game. Now, okay. Now I'm really into it.
All right.
Because so he's going to finish the thought, Oscar, and we're going to have to determine whether it's a gay thought or a racist
either
thought.
Or,
this could this could reinstitute Wide Open Wednesday.
Oh, this is just one call, Mike.
Just one call. I'm going to say it's Christmas. It's joyous. And we have so many friends in the gay community who are joyous. I'm going to say gay. What about you, Oscar?
Damn it. This puts me in a tough position. I know that Rob is not racist.
Right.
At my heart of hearts, I know he's not.
All right.
But I also know that he likes nothing more than to highlight the different. And the different during the Christmas season would be someone that celebrates Hanukkah. So I'm going to go racist.
I go gay, you go racist. All right, caller, lay it on us.
Allow me to read it again, but to zoom out to include just 10 more words. Hey, it's Chief Blackhawk. Don't forget the Christmas gift I got you. It's under the tree over there. It's a blanket. Too soon?
Oh, wow. Rob. Racist Rob.
Not even anti-Semitic. Making
Native Americans. Rob, what do, Rob, do you have a memory of the segment?
I remember it was part of a perfect show.
Were the Redskins playing that day? And did you have your jersey on?
What are you doing there? You're just making yourself look bad now.
Where did Chief Blackhawk come into the situation? Where did that happen?
I don't know. I honestly don't remember. If he's going back to Rob Radio number 66, it's probably 8 or 9 years ago.
But that wouldn't have been appropriate even 8 or 9 years
ago. Not saying it was appropriate 8 or 9 years ago, just saying I don't remember.
Give me a first name, caller, and I'm going to let you go. Fantastic call. Thank
Ryan
you very
from
much.
Long Island.
Ryan from Long Island, you rock. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, he rocks.
He does. That was fantastic.
What a fun call that was. Thanks, Ryan. Merry Christmas.
Ryan, before the show, Rob was a happy man. Rob is not a happy man.
Not really. Yeah.
All right. And we got a problem with line number two. Sorry line about that. Please tell the caller on line number two we got a problem with that.
All right.
But anyway, I have something for
the
you.
The table's been set, Mike. We had too much energy. The guy came in, kicked Rod in the balls. We are where we should be.
I'm sorry.
It's sullen and sad.
It's funny. You guys were all like off the charts, and I'm invigorated.
Yes.
Invigorated.
I can be reinvigorated because really what happened is in a proper partnership, which is what Oscar and I ostensibly have. One guy is cruising on drugs and I'm fine. And he comes in with this marvelous tale of his evening that resulted in a curveball that I didn't even expect.
Yes.
So that's where I was drawing the energy from.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. But I have something. The teaser will be Oscar late at night in a convenience store. Is that a good enough tease? Is that enough generic tease
yes.
for you?
Yeah.
Very good. We will get to the story of Oscar, lonely Oscar later.
Carlos in a convenience store.
Yeah, oh, really? That's a little scary.
Hey, actually, you know, normally with his people, it's Carlos.
All right, well, now Rick, the guy from Long Island.
Feel free to call back in next week.
So that was racist, not gay.
Thank you. Yesterday, can I set the my segment up, please?
It's your show, Mike, yes.
Thank you very much. No, it's all of our shows. Remember, the shows not exist without you two. That's the way
that's
I look at it.
That's our time.
It's our time. This is our time. But, Rob, I don't know if I put this on the air or not, but I came to you. I know I told you that over the Thanksgiving holiday, my son had brought me great joy by coming to me with a cardboard box that he had, and he said it's his radio studio, and he wanted to do a radio show with Daddy, and I almost burst into tears. Aww. Something I had never gotten from either one of my daughters, but he immediately knows that Daddy does this for a living, and he said, let's do a radio, and I started scrambling, and I said, oh my God, let's go out and do a radio show. And we went out on the patio, and we sat there.
A remote broadcast.
Yeah, exactly.
We did a 3-minute radio show out there. I don't remember what the content was, and then because I'm an old man and technology is foreign to me, I lost it somehow in my system, and then I refound it last night. No, I refound it this morning because I was going to re-record a radio program with him, and I found it, and I'm excited, and I have no idea what the content is, but it's labeled Michael's First Radio Show.
Excellent.
That's what it is, and I know there's a segment
of
the audience. He's 5 years old, and he had his picture, his holiday picture scheduled today. We had to cancel that because another one of Daddy's medical visits. We'll tell you more about that later, too. But that's my life with one car. That's what it is.
You know what?
Here.
You could actually kill two birds with one stone and make his Christmas portrait an X-ray. And you just get that taken at the doctor's office since you're already there.
If my wife happens to be listening right now, Carla, I know you don't want us to have another vehicle down here. I know you don't. But and I know you're saying we can manage. But
bubble warming.
It's truly amazing to me how every single scheduling that I do conflicts with something you're doing. I just wanted to share that. I really wanted to share because the car is yours, Carla. The car is not mine. The car is yours. That's what I wanted to say.
I would dare say that at least half the time what she does conflicts with what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that. Even though she had this scheduled before I had this scheduled.
About priorities, though. You're in pain.
I know. I understand.
Does she make the payments on the car?
that, you know, now you're going to get me in trouble. Now both of you are going to get me. Can we get to Michael's radio show?
Technically, it's your car that
I understand. I shouldn't have brought it up. She's mad now if she's listening. Honey, I love you. I love you. And I'm glad you're in the Christmas spirit. I'm not being a curmudgeon. God, I mean, it is Christmas 101 here. It is Christmas Central. Swear to God, I feel like I'm I feel like my whole house is the back section of a Bass Pro Shops. Anyway,
and that's what Christmas means to me.
Right. It's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm not sure what day it was. I know that Daddy had a mimosa or two and was very, very excited. So I think that was the day itself. I think that was Thanksgiving morning because it was exciting. Everybody's in a great mood. It's the holiday. By the way, I think that there's a significant, that yesterday being the loneliest day.
Yeah.
I think there's a real post-Thanksgiving crash. For a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because Thanksgiving's the first one,
yes.
And then you just go, oh, I got to slog
and
through.
And it's an early Thanksgiving this year.
That's the worst, is that it's, you know, yes. We have a full week before it's even December. Mm. That's why
right.
It's so tough.
Exactly. So let's do this. I give you Michael's first radio. Do you have any music for this? Do you want to put some music in back?
We could do something. Yeah. Hold on. Give me one moment.
What type of format is he running?
It's a talk show.
Okay. Hot talk.
It's a talk show.
Informative.
Guy talk. Man talk.
Man talk.
Well, we could. I was going
to. Blowtorch activate.
We could.
Howard Stern in the morning. Michael William O'Mara all day. Hot talk.
Polls to polls.
I was going to jingle in for him.
The 50,000 watt music machine.
Michael William.
Hey, everybody. It's the Mike O'Mara and Mike O'Mara show, and from his cardboard studio that he built over the weekend, Thanksgiving, on the, what is today, the 23rd of November, 2018.
That sound okay?
Five-year-old Michael William O'Mara. How are you, my friend?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is the first show we've done together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you holding up your cardboard? Is that your microphone?
Yeah, it is.
What would you like to say to your audience?
By the way, did you know an elephant can turn into a turtle?
How can an elephant turn into a turtle?
Because it turns into a turtle because it tries to cross the street.
Oh, is that a joke?
Four legs.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Do you have any other jokes? Put your cardboard down so I can interview you. Do you have any other jokes?
Well, why did the turtle cross the street?
Why did the turtle cross the street?
To get to the our candy side.
Oh, that's a pretty good joke. What is your show's name? What do you want to call this show?
Mike.
Uh-oh, I started it from the beginning again.
It's fine. It's wonderful.
All right.
You have such a high bar for broadcasters that at that second joke, while you love your son and you care for him, there is a part of you that is the PD saying,
yeah, play the music.
Yeah, no, the joke. Get it right, son.
Hey, Rob, if I hit pause all on my soundboard, will that stop it at the right time?
I believe so. I believe
all right, so.
So
I won't do that again. I'm going to start it from the beginning, and I'll try not to do that
the
again.
The tone, though, you can hear that we know you well
enough. Yeah, the tone is definitely, well, you know, I was just, it wasn't a good joke. Sorry. Let's start it again. And I sounded like, by the way, I sounded like Jack Diamond just said, wasn't a good joke.
Wasn't a good joke.
All right, we'll do it again. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's the Mike O'Mara and Mike O'Mara show, and from his cardboard studio that he built over the weekend, Thanksgiving, on the, what is today, the 23rd of November, 2018, five-year-old Michael William O'Mara. How are you, my friend?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is the first show we've done together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you holding up your cardboard? Is that your microphone?
Yeah, it is.
What would you like to say to your audience?
By the way, did you know an elephant can turn into a turtle?
How can an elephant turn into a turtle?
Because it turns into a turtle because it tries to cross the street.
Oh, is that a joke?
And it's four legs.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Do you have any other jokes? Put your cardboard down so I can interview you. Do you have any other jokes?
Well, why did the turtle cross the street?
Why did the turtle cross the street?
To get to the our candy side.
Oh, that's a pretty good joke. What is your show's name? What do you want to call this show?
Should we call my show, Mike O'Mara and Michael? Oh, duck!
Oh, there's a duck. He saw a
Did
duck.
You just see a duck outside?
It's like Mike, there's
yeah. baby Bill.
He hey, saw, we got a call.
Saw, it's right.
He saw. It's like, I think we should call. Oh, duck.
Yeah.
There's a duck there. So yeah,
just like his papa, every when a call comes in unsolicited, yeah, hey, what's right. that call?
Or when the postman comes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or I just get bored. Let's do it. Let's get back to the show.
What?
That might be Bill.
Oh, you mean Mary and Bill?
Okay, let me just a backstory. He says that might be Bill. We have, this is sometimes more than I want to give, but we have two ducks, all right? They're a couple, and they float around the pond out in the back of the house, and we've named the ducks because they came to visit one night, and we gave them some bread, and then they came back again. We named them Mary and Bill after my
Aww.
Mom.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's, and so he still remembers that, and he says that might be Bill, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's
and,
it.
And right. I liked his transition. Did you know early on within the broadcast?
By the way, yeah. by the way those little yes. phrases. Yeah. All right, back to the Michael Williams show.
Are two ducks that come and visit named after your grandparents?
Yeah.
Do you like Mary and Bill?
Yeah.
And you're 5 years old. How's everything going? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. I loved a huge feast.
What feast do you have?
We had a... I'm a feast with my family and stuff, and we had mashed potatoes, and we had the green bean casserole.
You and I didn't eat the green bean casserole, did we?
No, we didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I just didn't like the kind of bread on it.
You mean the fried onions?
Yeah.
Were they yucky? Hey, can you pay attention? Because you're playing with your cardboard.
Well, by the way.
Yeah,
by the way.
Oh, look behind you. There's a mom.
A mom?
A mom.
Oh, she went away.
Hey, don't say that.
Hey, it's almost time to wrap up. It's almost time to wrap up our show.
Fell on the attention span.
What does that mean?
That means it's almost time to end our little show. Is there anything like you'd like to say to the audience? Don't touch the microphone.
See you later.
Don't whisper because it's hard to hear.
See you later on the next Mike O'Mara and Mike O'Mara show. See you later next time.
Bye-bye.
Donna Mike to break. Perfect.
I love it.
That is a touchdown, Mike.
That's, and he should keep that sign off. See you later next time.
By the way, I've got 14 seconds left on this tape. This is when I get scared because I have no idea what's on it.
Yeah.
Because it might be something like, you got to come in and take the garbage out. Yeah. Shut up. All right. Let me see what's there. Let me see.
All right.
I'll play it. Here we go. Let's see.
Yep.
See the low energy with me after that?
Yeah.
All right. Get out of here, kid. I've used you. I've used you for entertainment. Yeah.
No.
Get out of here. All right. Let's 9 seconds. Let's see what possibly could go wrong.
That's it. You pocket dialed yourself. Mike.
I know.
Mike, the tone you took at the end of the broadcast was,
yes,
we're going to air check you, son, in another 6 months.
Exactly.
But I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I was proud that he wanted to do it, that he does. He's got it. It's right in back of me. It's his little cardboard air studio.
Yeah.
That he's got there.
Can we see it?
That's
and
it.
Catherine and Elizabeth never
No,
they
that's
never
too
had,
much effort for my back. Sorry.
They never had any interest in it because my kids don't care either. They have no interest in it at all.
Well, to be fair, Catherine and Elizabeth I mean, he wasn't around that much for, hey, this is what daddy does.
Technically, you're right. Yes, I mean, yeah. I wasn't. No. So, I mean, but he
but
sees
they read about
day,
him in the trades.
Yeah, but Catherine Elizabeth, I also wasn't doing the show from the house. So,
oh, that's
I mean,
right.
She,
yeah, that's right.
You know, and that's so he's into it. And, you know, and by the way, this tiny little microphone that I stick into my phone, I can do it anywhere. And more to come. I might do another
that's awesome.
One somewhere down the road. That's a little, yes, I will exploit my job. Call me Kathy Lee O'Mara. That's it. That's it.
You know,
Kathy Lee Gifford O'Mara.
Mike Golick from Mike and Mike.
Yes.
Now does the Mike and Trey Wingo show, mm-hmm. not Mike and Mike, but his son, Mike Golick Jr., is in broadcasting and is on his show. So you have
really?
Mike Golick and Mike Golick Jr., who's a great broadcaster in his own right.
How
he grew
old is
up
the
in
kid?
The world. He's probably
in his 20s?
Almost 30.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Mike Golick was a lineman in the NFL.
Yeah. But them yeah. working together, the odds, look, mark my words, people. I might be dead or in rehab by the time
drugs,
this happens.
Drugs.
But.
Yeah.
Drugs. He will be in broadcasting. Your son
my
will
son?
Be in broadcasting, and he will oh be successful.
Oh my God! Oh
he will God. Be because he's getting the reps at 5. He's gonna be 17 on a top 40 station in no time.
I know that you would never steer him to radio. Would you try to block him?
All I can answer that one way. Here we go. Oh, I missed my forehead. I missed my forehead. Now we can start the damn show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Even the way we do vacations is different. My wife loves activities on vacation. I don't like that. I like to go, my idea of vacation, you eat, you drink, you lay down. Yeah, that's it. I don't do tours. You sign up for a tour with the 16 strangers. So we planned the vacation. We went to Turkey. It was 2 years ago. I recommend it, not now. Even 2 years ago, it was volatile. We're watching the news. A bomb went off next to the hotel that we were going to stay at. So we became concerned. I called Turkey. I called the hotel. I go, hi, we're a little concerned here. Just saw that a bomb went off next to the hotel. And the guy's like, no, come on. It's to the side. No, they don't come here. We are eating tabbouleh and we are dancing in the street. I go, people are on fire in front of your hotel. Is it safe? Is it safe?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From the snow-covered Podcast Village studios with gingerbread houses and Christmas trees in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. Just get online and see Fruitcake Central. You'll know
yes.
that. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime listeners, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your continued wonderful support of the Mike mm-hmm. O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. From Portland to Spokane, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, from Botswana to Tokyo, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friend Alex Papp in Northern California. He is a wonderful dude out there. He's the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year. Right now, best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Unlike your Christmas tree, don't be a sap. Get it? Sap comes out of a Christmas tree. Colin Papp. Alexander makes it easy, from finding the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on all of them. Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Just stop looking at homes and give Alex a call on his personal cell phone. He knows what he's doing. 916-276-2129. 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, focuses exclusively on NorCal. So shut your yap and clap for Papp. That's no crap. Hap, hap, hap.
Right on.
Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 019-86031. Prato Real Estate. It is a snap with Papp. Thank you for indulging me and letting my son come on the show. It was a lot of fun. And now on to
Sweet
the
moment.
Oscar Santana lonely story. Oscar, who is battling back problems, and they're contagious because he gave me his back problems all the way from D.C. down here to Florida, and had to walk off with my buddies yesterday. And by the way, the sympathy and the warmth and compassion that is shared by a group of male 60-plus-year-old golfers is, how should I describe it? Oh, that's right, completely non-existent.
What do you think?
They're men. They're men. They're entitled, selfish men who all they project is, oh, that's too bad. Can you get off the course, please?
You're
that's
slowing
it.
Us
that's
down.
Really, that's it. And I made it through like 12 holes and then had to walk away.
When you walk away, what do you think is being said?
Nothing really. I think they go on. That literally nothing is said. I don't think they say anything about it.
You know, those two new hips didn't do anything for them.
That's right.
No, I think that everybody's into their own trip. It's so narcissistic. Everybody
so selfish they don't even badmouth you.
No, they're selfish. They said they're onto their next shot.
Right.
It's not their back. So I had the guy drop me off at my house and then go back to play. And then I went back over when they were settling the bets and he won the money. So he didn't care.
Did you have to pay because you bowed out?
I paid to look good. I paid the bet to look good. I thought that would be, and that didn't land either. Because I'm still struggling, you know. As the token liberal, I'm still struggling with these guys. So, you know, they're counting the money. And it's like, I walked off, but I thought I'd contribute so I didn't mess up the bet. And he's like, yeah, okay, thank you. And he just takes my money and goes on. So that wasn't worth it either.
But a Lannister always pays her debts.
That's true.
That will surface. That could surface later. It could be mentioned, but it would be mentioned negatively. It's just like, well, I didn't play the 18th. Well, Mike O'Mara walked off after 12 holes and put in the money for the bet. Why can't you? If that ever comes up, then it's a win for me. So I'm kind of,
but that's
Oscar? I'm kind of playing it that way.
You're setting the table.
So, but anyway, that's my trip. But Oscar has been suffering with back pain. It's a And you were manically rambling about some sort of thing that happened.
I am now
to you
with those what Brett Favre's copper tone back braces with that you put
I don't
on
think
like
copper tone would be sun lotion.
What is it? The copper lotion. Copper fit
something copper yeah.
fit.
Yeah,
yes. Copper fit. I think I've got copper stuff in there.
Just something to support the back because
he melted down some pots and pans and now he put it into a back brace for you.
I feel like
are you wearing a brace right now?
No, I take it off during the broadcast because digs into my chest.
Yep. I got one out in the golf
cart. It's painful.
I got a back brace.
Didn't really work out that way. And I don't want to stand up. I don't want to pull freights and stand up the entire time. It's awkward broadcasting standing up when everyone else is sitting down.
Do you know what? You are beginning to take the lead, Rob, with your complete and total lack of physical activity. It's actually a win for
him.
He's winning. He's never taxed his body on any level whatsoever. So he's fine. I mean, really, what is the most, in your entire, I mean this legitimately, in your entire adult life,
right?
What would constitute, and let's say I'm talking about post-college.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And diabetes aside.
what is the most strenuous exercise of any kind that you ever did?
Probably this broadcast right now. Because what a lot of people don't know is that there are buttons. There's things to be written down.
Didn't you do a treadmill for a while?
You know what? I think probably the thing that I did most intense when I got down to the 2 or 3 weeks when I was actually not fat
that 3 weeks.
And there are pictures of this window. It did happen.
And he only did it because he was going to be on television.
That's the only reason. Got in a commercial, right. And then I made caramel. True story. After I shot the commercial, I went home and made homemade caramel. And it was fantastic.
How did you take the caramel that you made?
Well, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite desserts, which is vanilla ice cream, homemade caramel, and toasted pecans on top.
Oh my God!
Yeah, but do you shoot it between your toes, or is it something?
I take it rectally.
Oh, okay.
Which sometimes it's hard to tell when you've begun and when you've stopped.
Oh my God!
But that's another story for another time.
Sure.
When I was really at it, I would say that the elliptical. And when I was doing the elliptical, and I was doing it about 4 or 5 times a week for about 70 minutes.
That was it. All right. So,
you know what's better than doing the elliptical 4 times a week for 70 minutes is not ever doing the elliptical.
I thought you were going to say making caramel is better than doing it.
Well, ideally, someone makes the caramel for you, but sometimes you have to grab the reins.
Every time I've gone to somebody who's talked about injuries, they go back to, he said, did you play any competitive sports? I said, hockey. And they always go, yeah. I said, no, I played it in high school. I said, I played it in high school, then a little bit in my late, my mid-30s. They said, yeah, that'll do. I said, well, okay, whatever.
I had a terrible car accident when I was 20. So I'm gonna blame that and my Bolivian immigrant genetics on my back.
Mostly both of us. It's probably for everybody. It's mostly genetics. I think that's what it is. So you've been in the pain situation. It took you off the lineup.
And nobody likes talking about it or hearing about it. It's just part of the world. And you're right when you and it's weird for a guy. And I talked about this briefly with Rob off air, and we talked about it on air. It might have been the bonus show where I said there's some weird aspect of. You don't want to feel sorry for yourself when you can't do the things you're used to doing, especially if you're used to doing a lot of things. But you also want people to feel sorry for you, but you don't want them to see you in a certain light because you're like, no, it looks like you're...
You want the sympathy, but you don't want to be diminished.
It's depressing in a weird way.
Well, see, and I don't get... when I do what I did yesterday, there is no sympathy, so it's all diminishment.
Yes.
So it's all... Yeah. You're the weak link. It's all your...
You're slowing us down.
You're the one that would be... That's part of Company B, who's going to be left behind in the foxhole... give him a grenade so when the Germans come over
we're
the hill, he can detonate
Private
the
Ryan.
Grenade.
Yeah,
that's
You're
right.
You're going to make sure at least we keep moving.
I'm Tom Hanks with the revolver shooting at the tank in a coma. That's me. That's what I am. Just sitting there going, bye, guys.
Teacher.
Enjoy finishing your
See
18
you later.
Holes. There.
Live a good life.
Yeah, there it is.
In a coma with a revolver.
Yeah, that's right. And then they get back to the clubhouse, look at each other, and they say, tell me I'm a good man. But anyway. That's what it is. It is absolutely a little flag waving. Greatest ending for any war movie in the history of war movies. I love it. I cried like a baby. Anyway, so you're on your own. Well, how did you get to a convenience store by yourself?
Okay, so you know that I should set the table here. Every Tuesday while we record Big O and Duke's on Thursday at Podcast Village. On Tuesdays, we still go out to Fairfax and record Big O and Dukes on Tuesday night.
Knowing the length of the story we're about to hear, it might be wise if we were to take a break and begin the story when we come back.
You know the story. We will do that. Let's do that. And we will come back and find out what happened to Oscar Santana in Fairfax, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. And we'll be right back, everybody.
Ah, the holidays. Fun time, family time, Santa time. Oh, I'm going to stop talking like Orson Welles. It's Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, and a great time to take some time to subscribe to your TMOS bonus package. That's right. Ah, the French. Yes, folks, you can grab all of next year's great bonus content
right now.
Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. It's the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. All the info is waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, you bonehead. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. The best kind of gift ever. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. So get them and get ready to laugh all year long.
Wow. God, I don't even remember doing that.
It's a couple months ago.
Loaded. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by 23andMe. Listen up. I have huge DNA news for you. No, they already caught the Unabomber, so don't worry about it.
No, it's not that.
Now through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. For our listeners that get your 23andMe kit, I'd love to see what you're all about.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun if you feel like it, sharing it. It'd be a lot of fun to do that on social media. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. It's easy to do. Just spit into the tube provided in your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, you receive your personalized online reports. I've done it. I am Irish. I got a bulletin. I am Irish.
Shocking.
All of us at TMOS did 23andMe, and we can't wait to reveal our results to you. I'm going to get the specific results. I'm going to come in the next time we do this, and I'm going to have my full report with me and share it with you. With 23andMe's Ancestry Composition Report, you can explore where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide, discover why you hate cilantro, or whether or not you can recognize musical pitch. All that kind of stuff is involved in this. Maybe you hate the sound of chewing or wonder why you seem to get more mosquito bites than anyone else. The answer lies in your DNA. Did you know that?
True.
Did you, you know that? 23andMe will explain it all. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe. Order your DNA kit at 23andme.com/TMOS. That's the number, 23andme.com/TMOS. They really want me to say it like that?
Absolutely.
23andme.com.
Yes.
It's 23andme.com/TMOS.
And there's a button on our website. That's probably the fastest way to get there. Do it.
23andme.com/TMOS. Do it today. Very good.
You know what? It makes a great holiday gift.
Yes, it does. It's cool. It's very cool.
I love it.
Something to hang out with the family and share it. Oscar, you are in Fairfax above the Mercantile or whatever he's
Olson's Mercantile,
Commonwealth Dry Goods is if down you
were
the street.
Off the top of your head, if you were going to take your other radio partner, Chad Dukes, and you were going to give me the number, the numerical number, including his radio show and anything he does
other projects.
WJFK, the total number of projects in, and I'm not talking about the ones that he gave up on. I'm talking about the ones that he started this year and he's still doing or he's done
currently
and
in play.
Thrown away.
I would say that he's currently working on, as we speak, no less than five.
Five. Okay.
Different projects.
That's fine. All right. That's fine.
But one of them happens to be a full afternoon radio show.
One of them happens to be a retail business.
And then the other one happens to be a band that he started. Like, it is chock-a-block.
He does a lot of stuff. He does a lot of
stuff. So we have a window on Tuesday nights with, we're lucky enough to continue to do Big O and Dukes the way we do it.
Right.
Especially with the schedule. And as people are moving, Drab T-Shirts moved to the corners of the earth in Virginia, past Leesburg somewhere, Aldi, wherever that is.
Wow.
And
on that show, you still play Big O, right?
Yes, I still play
Big O. Wait a minute. Where is it now?
No. Drab T-Shirt used to live right across the bridge here from D.C. He's moved further away with his wife.
He moved to Aldi?
Aldi.
Hey, what a fun commute for the morning show.
That's pretty cool out there. That's a decent little zip code out. I remember Aldi. Aldi's close to Middleburg.
Yeah,
that's close to the gentry out there.
It's beautiful, but it's far away.
If you work in D.C. or Fairfax.
Yeah, but I mean, I did it. I mean, I worked down in Haymarket.
You did
when the
population was half the population.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. It's he lives far away, but I love that town.
So of all people that's going to tap out, it's going to be him first. Going to be like, I can't do this anymore. But we still get to do Big O and Dukes.
Did he move into like one of the pooped out communities out there? Is that what, because they're just building so much now, probably?
He said it's technically a condo, half a townhouse,
but
that's where they moved out.
I can't believe
they
got condos in Aldi. Stop developing Northern Virginia.
Mike, he's in a beautiful little development called Drab Acres.
I'm happy.
I swear to God, do they ever stop out there?
No, they don't.
They never stop.
They never stop.
I didn't know you had this passion for Aldi.
No, I have a passion for bucolic countryside, and I have a disdain for constant developing and further out so people can afford decent housing. It's
agreed.
Goddamn
agreed.
Terrible. All right, go ahead.
That being said, the fact that we can still work in Fairfax is cool.
Sure.
What's not cool is that I don't have a car, so I have to either Lyft or Uber down every time we go and work.
You don't have a car?
I sold my car. We have a Volvo that my wife drives at all times, so I technically don't have a car for myself.
The old Volvo with like 100,000 miles?
No. She's got a newer Volvo. I don't have a car.
You did that subscription thing, right? Where they mail you a new Volvo every 3 months?
Did you do that? Did you end up doing that?
I didn't do the subscription.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a push for dollars. Rather,
did you get an SUV?
SUV, baby. SUV.
Crossover.
Good man. Welcome to the Volvo family.
Yeah, I feel like, trust me, a piece of me died once we made that transaction. Good cars, though. Good cars.
Yeah, it's a good car, but there's nothing. You hop in there. Let me just say, as a Volvo driver, all right? And as someone who leases a Volvo,
yes,
hey, it's a perfectly adequate form of transportation.
Just know this: when you,
but it's like walking a Shih Tzu dog. Okay, that's the feeling you get when you get behind the wheel of a Volvo.
Are you familiar, Mike, with the Korean word? It's Kia, and Kia is actually the Korean word that means can't afford a Volvo.
Okay, but you know what? The thing about it is the
Save
Volvo.
Cars.
It's just that's what we all
well
are.
Designed.
If you looked at the cars on the road, we're all driving the same cars, basically. They're all SUVs.
They're the crossover. They're like the modified station wagon. They're all black. They all look exactly the same. They're identical.
Let me clarify this. And Maddie, earmuffs. When I bought that wonderful piece of German machinery that I used to have, the beautiful car.
I love that car.
I dreamt, and this is right before Shane and I were getting serious and we're just dating.
Yep.
I was like, oh man, it's gonna be HJs and BJs for days, right?
That's a couplet.
And once in a while, I would jump in the car and drive the mile up the road, which is impractical. And I would say, I'd get maybe like an eye from one of these Georgetown undergrads, like walking and be like, ah, oh, look at that successful man.
There just aren't enough cars that look like that. It's not like the 50s.
There are no HJs and BJs. In the Volvo world, you don't get looked at. You don't get thought of. They're like, oh, look at that poor man.
You get cut off a lot. You get cut off because nobody respects a Volvo.
You get judged. They're like, oh, look at that soccer mom. Oh, no, that's a guy.
Instead of HJs and BJs, you drive a Volvo, you get a postcard. And it's a generic postcard. You just get
down
in the
here,
mail.
Oscar. Down here, where you get the people from Naples, that the 1,000-year-old people that have $40 million. And you'll occasionally get... I think it was an Audi sports car that went by the other day. And this thing was just amazing. Yeah. I was drooling looking at this thing went by and I look inside and inside is Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns flying along in
living
this car.
The dream.
And the car, and I actually occasionally, I love the sound of automobiles.
Yeah.
I will roll the windows down. So I'm in the Volvo. And I roll down the windows to hear this thing, and it didn't just have the purr of a sports car; it had that high pitched that that kind of thing you hear.
Naturally aspirated. It just gorgeous
he drove
sound.
Away.
Yes,
he drove away, and I sat there and went. Meanwhile,
I want to clarify.
You'll outlive him. Though.
I'll take the HJs, BJs at this point in that Volvo, male or female. Because there's no sex appeal to that car whatsoever.
None.
Zed. None.
Bagel.
Zilcho.
Absolutely. So I've been living this, what I like to call the millennial world, where when I need to go somewhere further that's outside the city, because God forbid those yoga mats won't get to the yoga studio without a car.
You gotta Uber it.
I Uber it or I Lyft it. And I have to do the same back. In the city, not a big deal. They will be there within 2 minutes. And if you're not outside waiting, they will give you a bad rating. So,
right, yeah. Fairfax, forget it.
Fairfax, it's 11 to 20 minutes. Yeah, that is my window.
There is a Lyft driver in all of Fairfax County. One guy.
The good thing about yesterday is that we have a big, huge, it's called Hortstock 2018, Mike, this weekend. We have three events back to back to back, right?
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it is. Go ahead,
details,
give it a plug. Give it a plug.
BigOwenDukes.com/Hortstock. You can see it right there. That is the vanity link. We have we haven't sold nearly enough tickets for the first two shows, so get on that train if you've got plans. And then we have a Sullen Gallery, those paintings that they make of me looking sad.
I want to bid on one.
And like a Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
There's multiples of those that now will be displayed at Fairwinds on Sunday. All the details on BigOwenDukes.com/ Hortstock. Okay.
Very good.
H-O-R-D-E. Thank you.
Be a patron, Mike.
Now, it's always great when your friends are getting cartoon-sized paintings of yourself looking as ugly and unloved as
It was
as
probably the high point of Big O and Dukes last year was that picture.
I appreciate
of you.
That. Now Absolutely. They'll be on display a classy afternoon on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, we were doing a post-show meeting that lasted a little longer than usual.
Okay.
And I said, well, guys, it's like 11:30. Everybody's wrapping up here.
How many beers?
I was probably three beers in. Three beers.
All right. All right.
So no, no whiskey, cool. Nothing crazy.
All right.
But I said, it's
whiskey, all you want.
It's too
holidays.
It's too cold outside. So I asked one of our listeners, Big Rig 2, because number one died. So Big Rig 2, I said, do you mind driving me down to 7-Eleven so I can get a snack and pick up my Uber from there? So he's like,
sure.
Of course.
Sure, I will ask
you. No, no. Right. A younger man, a fit man.
Does he sound Big Rig? Sounds like, you know, who's the greatest name for an intern ever was on the Big O and Duke show? Landfill.
Landfill.
That was the greatest nickname I have ever. I laughed out loud when I heard that name.
Landfill One still produces and works on WJFK.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he actually
keep the quality.
He's one of the producers on Chad Nukes Versus the World.
Right.
He's come up like 7-Up.
I understand all those guys. Yes. That's who they covet.
They love them.
They covet all those kind of guys. I call it the LeBlanc rule.
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
So
amazing, Mike. We didn't fit in.
Yeah, we didn't fit into that.
No.
Okay.
Energetic, intelligent.
We're getting to the money shot here, all right?
My bitterness.
Yeah, please. You got to let it go, please.
I'm sorry. So,
little
serpent.
Mike, your lot in life is so much better.
I love my life.
It's 11:45, and then I'm at a 7-Eleven in Fairfax at PM, right? And I walk in, I was like, well, I just need to get some taquito rollers here, and I'm going to get some coconut water.
He's buzzed. And he's got drugs.
Yeah. No, I have no drugs. It's
okay,
just beer.
All right.
Just
all right,
beer.
Very good. Just beer.
And
taquito rollers.
Oh, hey, my friend.
They were a great band.
My friend, $3 for $3. He's always selling me up. The guy's always. Yeah. I usually stop there anyways.
Right.
But this time, Big Rig 2.
Or upselling you.
Upselling. Sorry.
It's always a great feeling when the 7-Eleven clerk knows you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Or the people of the subway.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew cool. a guy that one time.
This guy was from a mysterious land, though.
Oh, out of town?
Oh, out of town, yes.
I knew a guy that one time got really flipped out when he was going through the Taco Bell drive-thru late at night. And they said, and of course, you want your hot sauce, right? He says, yeah. Oh, God, I'm coming here too much. They know my order.
All right, so I get the guy that's dealing with you.
Okay, yes.
Okay, very good.
So, in my hand, I have got two Clif bars because I'm working out, not at all. I'm just going to gain the weight. I have a coconut water, which I want to hydrate with. I have a second water because I want to make sure that I wake up without any type of hangover.
Sure.
I've got a Diet Coke, and he said,
"You have a shopping cart?
I have a trip home to D.C. There's nothing better than sitting back of an Uber and snacking out. That's usually what happens on Tuesday.
That's pretty
nights,
cool. I right? like that. All right, that's cool.
And I tell
that's
the guy neat. Before I get there, right, like, do you mind if I eat? While I, you know, or snacking, I'll be neat and I have napkins.
Yeah.
So
you'll tuck all the trash
during
away.
This time. A Diego from Christmas Past shows up, and I hear him buying blunts at the front of the Fairfax 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And also know this: I read an article before we do the show that says hate crimes have gone up in the country roughly 15% on average, and in Fairfax County 50%. Big difference.
Thanks, Donald.
So
we have to stop you right there because we have to come back and finish this story. You're still at the 7-Eleven, and we will take a short break. Where we are right now in the story, you're in the 7-Eleven. You purchased your 40 items, and a stoner has come in to buy blunts. We'll pick this up when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's that special time of year for every girl and boy where a barista from Pahrumph cheers.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
Nicky Diamond is his name. His picks are quite extraordinary. His thoughts on big football?
This season will be legendary.
With the Diamond pick of the week, the Merle and the Carry. If the sight of your fantasy teams have gotten you down, take St. Nicky's advice.
You can't get to the big game in Hotlanta without going through Diamond Town.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Leonard Nimoy.
Listen up, Spurlock. Listen up, Bermuda Boy.
Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take his advice and you'll be
in the no, baby.
Welcome back. Oh my God. Nikki, thank tomorrow, you, Jim Amato. Thank you, Nikki Diamond. Yeah. Nikki will be on the show tomorrow. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show. No, baby.
No.
A message from Cornerstone First Financial. As we approach the conclusion of 2018, it's only human to ask ourselves, did we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves at the onset of the year?
Did you write that?
I did not.
Okay. Sorry. Saving money, then it's fine. Saving money is always a prime goal that people set each year. If that's what you said last January, don't be like most people and say that you'll give it another try next year, baby.
No.
Cornerstone First Financial is so committed to helping you achieve your goals that they want to motivate you to get started. Check this out. Cornerstone First Financial will pay for your appraisal until the end of the year and allow you to take a month off from paying your mortgage.
Oh.
That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. So whether you refinance, purchase, consolidate debt, shorten your loan term, whatever, Cornerstone First Financial will help you. They will help you achieve your financial goals this year and next. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 202-625-1221 and tell Mark, hey, Mark.
Mark!
Happy holidays. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We take you back to Fairfax, Virginia. Oscar Santana, conclusion of last night's A-line. Big O and Duke show in Fairfax. He has gotten his coconut water. He has gotten his Diet Coke. He's gotten his Clif Bars. He has gotten his taquito rollers. And a stoner has walked in to the 7-11.
And a question, geographic question. Is this the downtown 7-Eleven or the one that's closer to the old WJFK?
Downtown.
The downtown one.
Yes.
Okay. So you're in the thick of it.
I'm in the thick of
He's
it.
He's in the thick
I'm
of
the
Fairfax.
Thick of
Amen.
Me.
All right.
So the stoner who's for some reason discerning on his blunts takes forever to check out. At the same time, I've got a meth head that's in back of me in line figuring out if he's going to rob me or roll me. I don't know what's going to happen. And he's got a backpack and he's shifty looking, right? So
right.
I let the meth
the
head.
The worst.
I let the meth head deal with the stoner situation and go back to say, well, maybe I want the buffalo taquitos. Maybe I'll switch this up.
So you do a little more shopping.
Recon.
Do you have stuff in your arms while you're doing it?
Or
do you
yes!
have stuff at the counter?
I've got a backpack and stuff in my arms.
Okay, got it.
I'm walking around just figuring out, but I want to get out of this.
You know, at that point, you're the one who looks shifty.
Well, the devil's triangle of the stoner, the meth head, and the podcaster.
And it's
that
a creepy,
really,
at the, what hour are we talking about here?
It's almost midnight at this point.
This is not a cool place to be.
No,
it's just not on a weeknight.
Not with the 50% hate crime ratio I saw before I got there.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I understand.
We're done. The meth head goes outside. He's smoking his cigarettes. The blunt,
nice.
Diego from Christmas Past has gotten, he didn't even get in a car. He walked away. So I'm sure that he's doing well in life.
And a lot of foot traffic
maybe,
at the 7-Eleven.
Maybe his wife has the car.
Maybe. Now, I lay out all my stuff and he goes, oh, we've got some new scratchers. And mind you, I think he's confused me with another Latino because I don't really buy scratchers ever.
Is it a Latino thing to buy scratchers?
I think it's a man who thinks that his lot in life isn't that. How about that? No, let me take that back. Buying lottery scratchers is fun when you have money to do so. And I, as a younger
man. I've never explored the gambling in the Latino culture.
In the Latino,
all
we do is gamble, Mike. All we do. We love to gamble.
Okay.
We love to gamble.
See, I think of the Asian community in casinos,
yes.
You know, and you
it's
go to the slot
machine and
mahjong.
Right. Is it mahjong?
Is mahjong a
mahjong? And it's really you can bet on it.
That's
but
really not an Asian thing, is it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I thought mahjong was more of a like little old lady thing.
Oh, well, little old ladies do it, but it comes from
China.
I believe it's a Chinese game. As a matter of fact, you can see it in the movie
right,
Crazy Rich Asians.
I want to get back to the point of
It's like the Yahtzee of China.
All right, got it. Okay,
Chinese Yahtzee.
Keep on track. Here we go.
Okay,
very good.
So. I looked down, I was like, I'll buy some scratchers. I I wait another 10 minutes for my Uber to arrive. And by the way, you can't get a nicer Uber. You can't get anything. I just go UberX. UberX takes 11 minutes to find me at 7-Eleven. I say bye to my friend. I see a sign in front of the door that says, hey, man, I see you guys are looking for people to work. Is it hard to find people to work here from the college? He goes, no, it's hard to find people that will work overnight in college. I was good
no
luck.
No one wants to drive an Uber at night.
Yeah, good luck. Whatever. Fine. We're good to go. We get on the road. I eat all my snacks. I have a good back and forth. I plug all the podcasts to the guy because he loves podcasts. He's from Mysterious Land as well.
Very good.
I get home. I wake up in the morning on the couch because my wife wanted nothing to do with me when I stormed through the door like the Kool-Aid guy.
Sure. Right.
And
belly full, beer in the system.
Yeah.
Bad back.
And by the way,
reeking of coconut water.
We're watching Todd's dog, who's cartoon size. His name's Bear. And Bear's.
I've seen Bear.
Bear's laying on my bed, which is the couch.
So, hey, baby.
So
that's our old engineer, Robbie, doing an impression of.
That was Bear. Narrow casting. My apology.
That's right. Yeah.
I wake up in the morning. Take a shower. I said, 8 a.m., baby. We're going to get to work on time.
Right.
Get here. And I said, guys, last night was crazy. It was shifty in Fairfax, but I also bought some scratchers. It might be fun to do that on the show.
And let me just, I have to sidebar real quick. When Oscar comes in, it's real easy to get a pulse on his mood for the day just on how he enters. Yeah. Oscar came in spinning like the Tasmanian devil. He sat down. I keyed his mic. He put on his headphones and started doing a show for nobody. He was just railing. And so,
I thought he was manic when I came in.
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely. So do you have scratchers right now?
So I reach into my backpack because for some reason I thought the meth head was going to roll me for my scratchers. So I threw them in my backpack and out of my shopping bag. And what I thought was like the $5 guys or the dollar guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Oscar came in, he said, I bought 3 or 4 scratchers. I said, oh, that's nice.
So I'm going to show you now what I've purchased. And I'm embarrassed to say that they are the largest scratchers I've ever purchased, just by size alone, which usually means the most expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, the like the $10 and $20 ones.
I bought $100 worth of scratchers.
That's Mike, just so because you can't see, two $20 cards and two $30 scratchers.
Jesus, Oscar, that's a lot of scratchers right there. Yeah, is the more expensive one the blue one?
These are the high dollar slots.
Yeah.
What's the name of the blue one?
The blue one's Extreme Millions, went up to $10 million. And then the other one is 50X The Money, went up to $5 million. This is a man who knows that he used to have a car that was awesome and things have changed in life. And he'd like to get them right. So maybe these guys will get me to a place where I'm not waiting 11 minutes in Fairfax at midnight to go home.
And are you planning to, said the degenerate gambler, that before you start here, are you planning to scratch them on the show?
We will scratch them on the bonus show.
All right, they will be scratched on the bonus show. Before we do that, Rob, it's up to you and me to negotiate with them since we're going to be doing this on the show.
Right. Deal or no deal.
Will your boys get any piece of the action here?
Well,
are you willing to make an offer?
I've bought the scratchers
for $100.
You have to offer me. Okay, I've got $100 into this.
He put $100 in. Will you sell me Shark Tank? Will you sell me 10% ownership for $10?
No, two nickel and dime. I will contribute $50. To the scratchers, and we will split the winnings,
which is exactly what I just
did. I will give
you
you said something like 10. You did some. Well, I mean, you did what you always do, which is like you get
which
all
is,
mad.
Yeah, all I did was make sense. And
10%?
Yeah, 10%
for $10. 10% of $100 is $10.
What you did is 50 for 50. I did 10 for 10. It's the same thing, just smaller.
I want it all.
Hey, Mr.
I want to split it.
How
with
about
you.
Mr. just give Mike all the winnings?
No, Mr.
No, that's not. I was offering $50. All right, that's what I stay out of this. Spiewak.
Mr. Wonderful. Mr. Wonderful. What about this?
I will contribute $50 to the scratch.
I'm now countering your offer.
Oh,
I want you to contribute $100 for 20% of the winnings. And I will make you whole before the winnings come through.
What does that mean?
I was told to stay out of it.
Shut up, Rob.
No, what he's saying is that he'll give you 20% for a $100 investment, but the first $100 goes straight to you before you start splitting anything. If there is $100 to be made.
No, because the odds are astronomical that we're going to win money.
I don't know. He's got a lot of chances to win.
I'd rather just say, if you lose, you're going to get half of your money because I'm contributing to this.
And
we are partners in... you think they're going to be winners?
I'm confident. These cards scream, a guy who doesn't really buy scratchers, we're going to be in the Fairfax Gazette being like... Big winners.
Well, you know me.
Big
you
winners.
You know me. I want the action.
So, do you have a counter to my $100 and then 20% of the
profits? I don't
the
like
profits?
The make you whole thing. I don't think.
You don't want your money back first? Everybody wants their money back first. Yeah,
that's
the whole point.
That was a consideration for you.
You get paid before I get paid.
Yeah.
What?
The first $100 that would win, if it wins $100, the first $100 would go back to you.
Before we split anything.
If he wins $1 million...
You would get $100
and then $200,000.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
All right, I'll take that. I'll take
all right,
that deal.
All right, deal.
All right.
Virtual
all right,
shake.
I'll take that deal.
Rob, so do you have a counter 20%. Before I leave the tank?
What's that?
Do you have a counter before I leave the tank?
I wish you all the luck in the world.
How much money am I contributing?
$100.
$100. And no, I don't want it in a corporate check.
No, because if it's $100 and he loses and doesn't make anything, I'm out for his scratchers. I just wanted to split it with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do.
But Mike, again,
I'm defraying 50% of your cost.
If you sell me 10%, Mike, I'll sell you half of my 10% for $5.
That's conjuring. I don't buy that, Mr. Potter. I don't want to do that.
I'll sell you 5%.
My lot in
we'll
life.
Work it out on the bonus show. I have to break for commercials to pay the light bill. Thank you very much. We'll come back.
Oh, now
and
you're
figure
mad at me? Like I'm being greedy with these winners?
No.
Winner!
No. We'll scratch them on the bonus show though. That'll be happening today. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Might want to listen to the bonus show, degenerates. There you go. We'll be right back.
Of a white Christmas.
This is Robert Wood, dubbed the whitest guy in America by Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
this
I hate
time
his
of
voice.
Year when I'm not doing white guy stuff like cooking up meth or alphabetizing my Perry Como record collection,
okay.
I'm trying to come up with great holiday gifts.
Yeah,
that's why this year I'm giving the Mike O'Mara bonus show to everyone on
Thank
my
you.
List.
Thank
They'll
you very
laugh
much.
All year long and I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have a happy new year.
Thank you
so
very much.
So give the bonus show. It's
All
easy.
Right.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
I wish I could be nicer to him. I don't know why I can't. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Have you heard the buzz about the gift that's on everyone's list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth.
Mouth!
This it gift is Quip. An electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Quip makes holiday travels clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. That's incredible.
Love it. 3 months.
I know you love it. 3 months.
3 months.
Wow, 3 months. I use Quip because it guarantees I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but has stocking stuffer prices starting at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush, ladies and gentlemen. But you don't have to tell your giftee that. Hey, getquip.com/TMOS right now to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But yeah, it's fantastic.
The best.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
News.
Here we go again. It's another Forbes list of money.
Who are we going to be on
paid.
The list?
yeah, we're going to be on the list, Oscar.
It's Forbes list of best lottery scratchers.
Highest paid, I think we ought to just split it three ways.
You don't own these tickets.
I know, but I was thinking we're making an offer, so okay. You don't have to. So, you know, if you lose, you would get $50.
How about this?
No,
each
no,
of you give me
it.
$100.
Okay.
And if we win, you both get paid first, and then we will split the rest.
I like an even split.
I do, too. That's the simple way of doing it. Otherwise, you're making a profit on your gambling.
Again, the leverage with the cartoon cards.
I can go to the store. I can go to the store
down
here.
You can make your own luck? All right.
I can make my own luck. I'll do it between the regular show and the bonus show.
All right.
Here's the new headline in the Fairfax Gazette. Mike O'Mara says, I can make my own luck.
Goddamn right.
And the paper's spinning.
Yeah.
All right. Put them away. And save them for the bonus show. To be continued. I got to do the news, Rob. No. Mouth closed.
I can't. I'm laughing.
You read it.
Forbes released a list of the highest paid celebrities under 30. This is going to make you. This is going to hurt.
This is sad.
Kylie Jenner. She comes out on top. She pulled down $166.5 million over the past year.
Well, she's
worth it. We want to know what's wrong with the society we live in. Mm. I'm sorry. That's it. Kylie Jenner.
Her makeup
because her average looks are put on on social media, and she has a line of makeup.
Based on Oscar's story, I'm surprised she wasn't in that 7-Eleven last night.
I mean, it's incredible to me. $166.5 million. She's 21 years old.
Ah,
man.
Woo. Ed Sheeran, he makes music at least. $110 million. He's 27. Soccer player Neymar. They get huge contracts in professional soccer. $90 million. He's 26.
Does he sound
Taylor
like
Swift,
this, Mike?
Football.
Different soccer player.
Taylor Swift at number 480 million. She turns 29 next month. The Weeknd, 57 million. He's 28. NBA star James Harden, 46.4 mil, 29. Drew Taggart of the Chainsmokers. Why? Why the Chainsmokers? That they're that big?
The band's a huge band.
45.5 million.
And he's doing something smart with his money.
Publishing.
Then. Publishing must be.
He turns 29 next month. Boxer Canelo Alvarez, 44.5 million, 28. NFL quarterback Derek Carr. I'm so surprised at that. 42.1 million. He's 27. And golfer Jordan Spieth, 41.2 million. He's 25. There they all are. That's what it.
Adrian Garcia is not on that list?
No, he's not.
What happened with Spieth?
Spieth, as far as Jordan Spieth is concerned, he just didn't win a lot, you know, but he's got incredible endorsement deals.
I get it, but
people love vanilla ice cream.
Has he peaked?
Bland vanilla ice cream.
Has he peaked? Because I feel like that he won the Masters and it was like, that was it.
No, he hasn't come back to where he can get better, but he is, you know, there are guys like Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, rather, and, you know, all those guys that are, and then Tiger made a comeback last year. Yep. So, you know, stay tuned. But Jordan Spieth, very bankable because he is just like what golfers like. SpongeBob SquarePants creator. Did I sound bitter? Creator Steven Hillenburg. He died yesterday at the age of 57. He died of ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He was just diagnosed with it in March of last year. In a statement, Nickelodeon says, quote, Steven imbued SpongeBob SquarePants with a unique sense of humor and innocence that has brought joy to generations of kids, families everywhere. His utterly original characters and the world of Bikini Bottom will long stand as a reminder of the value of optimism, friendship, and the limitless power of imagination. Mm. Yes, I know it's a death. Let me tell you, you want to see a man get excited when there's death. Yes, Rob Spiewak, I know you've been waving your hand in the air. Yes, what do you want to share?
I raised a finger because I'd like to play as tribute to Steven Hillenburg this song.
Alles klar, Kinder!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Geht das nicht lauter?
The German version of SpongeBob.
Wer wohnt in der Ananas ganz tiefe Meer?
Spongebob, Spongebob!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
May he rest in peace.
All right, now here's something. I welcome your thoughts on it, boys. David Archuleta was only 17.
I remember him.
When he was the runner-up on season 7 of American Idol. And if you remember, he had a great voice, but he always seemed like a wide-eyed deer in the headlights. Well, now he thinks he suffered PTSD from his time on the show.
Oh, my God.
Here's the quote. It's just all the pressure. You become this TV character, but it's with your own name, parts of who you actually are, but other parts that are portrayed in a way that you're not. Then everyone feels like they know you, and they know what you are, and they know how to treat you and have certain expectations. And 8, 9, 10, 11 years later, we're still kind of stuck in some of those patterns of thinking. David says that he wouldn't take back his time on the show, and fellow former contestant Melinda Doolittle referred him to a therapist who specializes in treating former reality show stars. I do not want to. I feel like I'm on this like little train of lack of compassion now. I really do. But I have to say that I know I got in trouble a little bit with the furries when I did. But this to me is like, I'm sorry. Talk to some first responders or maybe some people that have been on the front lines.
And if you really are
of real conflict, I'm sorry, David.
No, Mike, I think that you are well within your right to feel that way. Because if you really are scarred by being in the public eye, why are you doing press to say it? Because yes, you want to be in the public eye, David.
I'm sorry, I feel that way. I really, and PTSD, when you hear it in relation to somebody who's got, is there pressure being in the public eye? Well, we've been in the public eye on a very low level.
Yeah.
Yes, of course there is. If you're on a national television show, you multiply that by 100. It's absolutely a pressure cooker, but you signed up and waited in line.
Do what Kelly Clarkson did. Like, she just ate herself in weight.
That's right.
And she looks fine.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. We're going to get letters after that story. Women sleep better when they're sharing their bed with their dog than they do when they share it with another person. Well, I get that. Researchers found that women who shared their bed with dogs went to bed earlier, kept a better sleep schedule, and got disturbed and awoken less often during the night. They didn't study whether men sleep better with dogs because they didn't give a rat's ass, but they did find one detail. Sleeping in bed with a cat does not have the same effect. Women who had a cat in bed got worse sleep than women who had a dog or a person with them.
What about a woman that's in bed with like 40 cats?
Man, 40 cats.
Like a crazy cat woman.
Cats love to mess with your feet.
Yeah, they
just
do.
Women that do that wake up in the middle of the night and go. Why just put up a Christmas tree this year when you could drink one? We will do this experiment tomorrow, hopefully, on the show. Starbucks. We're blessed to have one in our building. Starbucks just rolled out its newest holiday beverage. The Juniper Latte.
Ew!
What is
junipers.
This?
Junipers are small pine trees, Oscar, and the lattes taste like one. They say it, quote, features a hint of juniper and sage, an evergreen aroma, and citrus notes. So if you want to know what a Christmas tree tastes like, these lattes are on sale now at Starbucks stores across the country and in Canada. So hop on downstairs and we'll get one maybe for tomorrow.
Juniper, it might have an underlying flavor of gin. Isn't gin taste like juniper?
I think gin is juniper, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to Pony.
Oh, yes,
from
the back room.
I wish I was on juniper.
Very good. So you got that. And now I give you a little something. 26-year-old Catherine Mehta is a wedding photographer in the Fort Worth, Texas area. This story kind of got me excited a little bit.
Right.
I don't know why, but it just did. Well, she's also a bikini model. She models bikinis part-time. Oh. Well, she was working a wedding on Saturday night, and even though she was on the clock, she apparently drank some alcohol and took a few pills that she was prescribed for anxiety. Well, she wound up having sex with one of the guests at the wedding.
Oh, dear.
And then they were caught. And when people caught them, Catherine stormed out and peed on a tree.
Oh,
well then.
Someone called the cops and she was arrested for public intoxication and obstruction. But the good news is the wedding pictures looked fantastic.
And,
there you go.
And no UTI.
No.
No UTI at all. Urinary tract infection.
Mike, she peed on a juniper.
She did. And it's Christmas time.
It is.
We'll take a break and still thinking about those tickets. We'll come back because I'm a degenerate. And he knows that.
He knows that.
When he woke up this morning, he said, man, I'll defray my cost by bringing him in. He'll bite. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Audio Ball next.
Ladies,
Would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet? Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing? This season's Oscar Santana scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana partial scholarship. While on scholarship, you learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text. To apply, gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. My wife is in love with our Maine homesick candle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The holidays are here. I got a great idea for a personalized gift. Anyone's going to love it. A homesick candle. Imagine a candle that not only smells great, but reminds you of something that is important in someone's life. A homesick candle shows that you care about the individual. Homesick candles. I got one right here. Where is it? Another one. We got two from Maine. Look at that. There it is.
Beautiful.
There's your homesick candle. Oops, yeah. Got to hold it the right way.
There you go.
Reminiscent of, it says on the back, reminiscent of fresh Maine blueberries, pine wood, and autumn hayrides. Woody notes of cedar wood and patchouli. Hey, Maul.
Hey, Mon.
Wow. Balanced by a floral bouquet of lavender and honeysuckle. This is... Carla said I couldn't light it. She wants to save it. I don't. I want to light it right now.
Light it now.
Do what you want.
Do it.
I'm lighting it right now.
Do it. And for the first $100, we'll make you whole.
There you go.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Here it goes. Ready?
I thought that was a great deal.
It was a good deal.
Hey, we're doing a commercial.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Let me do it. There you go.
There you go.
There it is.
Ooh.
And John Wick.
Fire.
There it is. That's my homesick
candle. Homesick Maine.
Love it.
Oh, holidays, vacations, just years gone by. Homesick candles bring back and help you share your best memories. Right now, listeners that go to homesick.com can use promo code TMOS. They'll receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% and free shipping. This amazing offer and the most popular state and city candles won't last long. Don't wait. Please show this client some TMOS love. When you support them, you support us. Just visit homesick.com now and use promo code TMOS. Find a personal gift for everyone on your list today.
Beautiful.
There is the Maine homesick candle.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That smells so good. I love that. Anyway, hey, all right. We got to open up the audio. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
How much do we give the news tip of the week? Is it still $1.06?
$1.06 now, even though we don't work at the station anymore. It's $1.06. That's
$1.06.
Exactly what it is.
This is in Ohio. Someone was moving a couch. They did not have a pickup truck or any sort of truck. So what they did is they put the couch on top of the car, which is reasonable, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they did not strap it down, but they did have a guy sitting on it. I guess to weigh it down, which is not safe, especially because it looked like they were going about 35. To double the unsafeness or the lack of safety here, double down, the person who's getting the $1.06 is taping or filming on their camera while they're driving. So you've got someone who is driving.
Double the danger.
This is really a lot of danger, but this person belongs in broadcasting.
Look at this, y'all. Do y'all see this? This is real right here on Gettysburg. The couch is on the car. The boy is riding to hold the couch. This is not real, but it is. I feel like I'm being punked. Look at this.
Remember, Mike, this is not real, but it is.
Right. Did the couch fall?
It was a brief video, and as long as the video was on, the couch was safe. But this reminds me of the people that put a mattress on their car, and they sometimes tie it down, but they always, always roll their window down and hold the mattress with their hand.
Right.
That's going to help.
I've done that on a Buick.
Let's hear it one more time, please.
All right, please
play that again.
Look at this, y'all. Do y'all see this? This is real right here on Gettysburg. The couch is on the car. The boy is riding to hold the couch. This is not real, but it is. I feel like I'm being punked. Look at this.
So that's in Ohio. That's what's going on in Ohio. Meanwhile, in the entire United States, they have Mike, I know you were dying to know this, and let me ask you before I play the tape. Does the name Billy Gibbons mean anything to you?
Any relation to Yule?
No. Oscar?
The Gibb brothers?
No. Billy Gibbons is one of the guys in ZZ Top with the beards.
Ooh. Okay?
Right, so he is a ZZ Topper. And what's great is William Shatner has selected the first single from his Christmas album, Shatner Claus, because he's filmed a video, and it is a duet with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Here's William Shatner's take on a Yuletide favorite.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Captain.
I don't either, but it really
I don't either,
is a
but
disaster.
This really, really sucks.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Dennis's album.
It's really and terribly recorded.
Yeah. Horrible, horrible. If the video,
is Billy Gibbons the drummer?
No, I think Frank Beard is the drummer because the drummer right. the drummer doesn't have a beard, and that's why he's named Frank Beard, oddly.
But I mean, you don't. I mean, it was one thing. Forget it. It doesn't require comment. I'm sorry. It speaks for itself. I'm sorry.
It's gone. It's gone.
His agent. There's got to be an agent that says enough, man.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I know. I mean, it was campy and funny back in the day, but now
when he did that song, Has Been.
Right.
The thing about that was well recorded and very listenable, and it was the Western thing,
like the Frankie Lane, right?
Yeah.
Has been,
yeah, exactly,
right?
And it was a little campy, but I don't know what's going on. Denny Crane,
yeah, I loved him as Denny Crane. That was the last thing I loved him.
All right, let us close with this. When I think Shania Twain, I think of a lovely lady and maybe a classy lady.
Oh, absolutely.
She was recently on Watch What Happens Live, and she revealed something about her that surprised me.
Okay.
Because when I think about Shania Twain, I don't think about this.
That's true, because I am on stage all the time. No, I have put myself on stage.
Oh, it's you?
Because of all the music, I have to, just for the setup, she says, yes, I have peed myself live on stage before.
Okay.
Okay, right. So and then it goes on.
So, wait. You're rad. I'm going to tell you something. You're kind of rad.
The show must go on.
It's so true.
All right, stop it for a second. Stop it. What the f*** is happening on this television show with all the people literally screaming at the same time because she said pee? Did they all get excited thinking they all wanted to attach to it?
But they also have to play all the musical elements too, and they all have to scream over each other. But the story...
What's the long and short of it?
Well, you should hear it. It actually is quite listenable once they calm down, okay?
All right.
Clever in this one moment. I stood up from my chair to get up and sing. I peed myself. And the puddle, I just knocked my glass of water over.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Does it not impact the costume you're wearing?
I was wearing a skirt.
So she actually made a puddle and then covered it by spilling her water.
All I can think about is Elvis. And what Elvis might have done in his jumpsuits in his later years.
Oh, yeah. With all those drugs?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He might have had a diaper on.
You know, actually, I know a story about a famous Elvis impersonator in Boston, an impersonator that had to travel because in his tribute to the king, he also sort of had the king's similar lifestyle. He was also a pill addict, and he had to travel with an extra jumpsuit because he would often soil it.
Oh, God. Oh, nasty.
That is truth. It is marching on. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Oh, have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Another one in the can.
That's literally the way I wrote it.
Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll hear the scratcher episode today. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's as easy as pie and just as tasty.
Bye.
Please support TMOS for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. This is Ernie Anderson thanking you for continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Come on, Todd.